Support for this podcast comes from the UTSA Institute of Texan Cultures, hosting the Asian Festival, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. February 1st. It's a day of hands-on activities for kids and families with music, dance, martial arts demonstrations, food vendors preparing authentic Asian dishes, a gallery of bonsai trees, and other attractions. Details and ticket info at asianfestivalsa.com.
Welcome to Fronteras, a program about issues along the U.S.-Mexico border and changing demographics in the Southwest. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Professional sports has been dogged with accusations of cultural impropriety. The Washington Redskins and the Atlanta Braves have come under fire for offensive team names. Chief Wahoo, the cartoonish mascot of the Cleveland Indians, was officially retired from team uniforms in 2018. Ironically, its last appearance on the ball field came on Indigenous Peoples Day, October 8, 2018. Last weekend, the NBA made a move to amend some of those wrongs by hosting Indigenous Night before the San Antonio Spurs home game against the Miami Heat. Spurs guard Patty Mills is a native of Australia with Indigenous Australian roots via his mother and Torres Strait Islander on his father's side. Mills reached out a year ago to make connections with the Indigenous population of San Antonio. Ramon Vasquez is executive officer for the Tepilam Coahuilteca Nation. Tepilam are the descendants of the early peoples of what's today northern Mexico and south Texas. Tepilam has recently been embroiled in legal battles surrounding a cemetery at the Alamo. Vasquez recalls his first meeting with Mills and his concerns over whether controversy would spoil a collaboration.
It was a year ago, and staff called me and said that Patty Mills from the San Antonio Spurs reached out, his agents reached out, and they wanted to meet with us. And they wanted to get to know more about the Tepilam Coahuilteca Nation. And at first I was like, okay, you know, stop joking around, stop kidding, whatever. And then, you know, staff was like, no, this is, seems like it's really serious. So we set up the meeting. We said, okay, we'll meet with Patty Mills. And we set up the date. And we're going to have a little intimate meeting there at the office. And there's like 12 people that show up with him.
He has an entourage.
And we're like, we don't have enough chairs. So we only set up like six chairs, right, for the staff and for Patty Mills and his then fiance. So he shows up with this whole production crew. You know, it's like there's cameras, there's, you know, operations people, there's a personal assistants, and it's like, wow, okay, this is crazy. This is so that it was at that moment that I realized this is like real. And so we started talking. He was telling us about Patty Mills. Gave us the opportunity to share with him about who we were, what we were doing. And then he talked about the idea, you know, then he'd like to work with us and develop some type of apparel line and, you know, really get our help us get our story out there and provide platforms. And so we're like, okay, well, maybe, you know, let's get to know each other more. And we were able to give them personal tours of the missions and spend time with them, share some ceremonies with them. And then we went to work. You know, we were concerned, obviously, you know, we think about cultural appropriation, we think about what's going, you know, with other sports teams, you know, in regards to American Indians, mascot issues and things like that. So one of the things that we wanted to do was to make sure that we were represented authentically. And in San Antonio, what happens so often is there American Indians from San Antonio are misrepresented by different symbolisms that are incorporated from Mexico or deep in the interior of Mexico or other symbolisms that are maybe associated to other parts of the country that aren't really from San Antonio. So we went and we made sure that they were given depictions of rock art from that were associated with our people from northeastern Mexico, from Coahuila, Nuevo León, and South Texas. That's the traditional homelands of the Coahuiltecan people. And so we wanted to make sure that if the symbols were incorporated, that they were a good representation of the people from this area. And they were really open to it. They had their own artist, obviously, that he works with. And so we shared all this information, and then it went silent. We were on track to release something, and then it went silent. And we, at that time, we were involved in a lot of things. We were having the Alamo fight. I thought that, you know, what was going on with the Alamo and the city and the state was maybe too hot. And I just kind of felt that maybe the timing was, you know, didn't work out. And so we left it at that. I left it at that, and the staff left it at that. We were just entrenched in all this, what was going on. And then the summer passed, and we hadn't heard anything. And then we get that phone call again. Okay, we're back. We're back on track. And when I spoke to our staff, I was like, well, make clear when you're talking with them that they understand, you know, we have this issue with the Alamo, and it's going to get a little bit more heated. And they're okay with that, you know, because we don't want to do anything to, you know, jeopardize the relationship with the Spurs and Patty Mills. And everybody was fine. Everybody was fine. We were like, no, let's move forward with this. This is important. And it was important to Patty Mills. And that spoke volumes, you know, to our community, that of the character that this man had. The images started rolling in. We went through a process where we made sure that our tribal community signed off on the images. You know, and then, of course, there's a lot of artists amongst us, too. So we're like, nah, maybe you should do it this way. It's like, no, it's okay. So they were really, they were gentle with us. I mean, you know, we were like, we've never been in this situation. So I can imagine we can be a little aggressive and a little assertive, you know, with our eagerness and our, you know, being excited. But they were really gentle with us. And they worked with our artists, with our teams. And the final images came out and we're like, yeah, that's it. Then we got to meet his parents. His parents came into town and they wanted to come to the office and sat down and visited with us, told us their story, how they met, what they're doing. We got to share our stories. And at that point, it was like, you know, why would they want to come and visit with us? Would they could do so many other things here. They're the parents of Patty Mills, who, you know, obviously is an important player for our team here, for San Antonio. He's and for indigenous movements across the country that he's involved with, you know, and then the things that he does back home, you know, but they want to take time out to just meet us. So we were honored to sit down and have those conversations. You know, he's authentic. You know, I mean, I've met a lot of different celebrities and people throughout the years, and you know, it was easy to pull away from this. We gave the Spurs and Patty, Mr. Mills, every reason this year to kind of just like, hey, you know, maybe we should come back another day for some of this stuff. This is, you know, you're in the newspaper, media, you know, there's lawsuits, there's all kinds of unfortunate situations that would have given anybody else a reason to just say, you know what, let's rethink this, or maybe the timing's not right.
What were the images that you had agreed upon that people will see in the merchandise?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of it has to do with the creation story of the Payaya Nation.
And the Payaya Nation are?
Are the one of the original inhabitants of this area. They were the ones that, in 1691, that the Spanish had the first mass in San Antonio with on the San Pedro banks. You know, there was over 2,000 of them here, according to Massenet. And when they went to the Payaya village, they had erected a big cross because they had heard that the Spanish revered that cross. So basically, it's before there was any life in this area, there was a jinga bird, water bird, that was flying in this direction and in search of food. And as it looked down, it saw an ojo, what we refer to as ojos. And those are holes in the ground with water. Today they call it the blue hole. But it saw the ojo and dove into the ojo. And at the bottom of the ojo of the Potopotana lived the spirit of the blue panther, which gave it a fish. And then the ahinga shot out of the ojo and spread its wings, and the droplets of water fell to the ground, piercing the earth, creating the springs that created the San Antonio River. the land of the spirit waters. And so that's the way it's been told to us. So we're pretty excited to be able to share that. So the images you'll see are the image of the water bird, the image of a panther, and then, of course, the symbols of the rock art. But those are the symbols. And then, of course, the word Tepilam. So for us, it means gente de la tierra. Translated, it means people of this earth in the Pahalat language. And so it was really fitting, especially with what's going on, you know, globally, you know, that we're all people of this earth. You know, it kind of just fell into place, and we're pretty excited about that. So right after the story came out, Patty Mills partners, collaborates with Tepilam Kwawiteka Nation for a new line. And then right after that, the man's talking about my home is burning.
Australia.
Mm-hmm. And his people are suffering. So to be able to still focus on what's happening here in this home that he calls home to be able to, you know, still connect with, you know, I mean, what's happening in with his people and still celebrate our people and what's going on here. You know, that's, he's made a friend for life with us, and anything that we can do to help his people in Australia, we're committed to do so, because that just told us, you know, his character. Character is something that we really appreciate, because we fall short.
We're talking to Ramon Vasquez, executive officer for the Tepilam Kwawiteka Nation. Coming up, Vasquez says education about Native peoples is sorely lacking across the board.
And that's a shame, because our children will learn about Indians from other regions of this country or this continent, but they won't learn anything about the people that built this city.
More with Ramon Vasquez is next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.
The stolen generation is very complicated. It's defined as the forced removal of Aboriginal kids from their family and put into an environment where they are forced to grow up, not being allowed to have anything to do with their real family and their real culture, so language, foods, any of that. So forced to grow up in a very foreign place than what they know, in an attempt to wipe out Indigenous Australians.
That's Patty Mills, point guard for the San Antonio Spurs. His mother, an Aboriginal Australian, was a victim of the stolen generations. Decades of this forced removal robbed generations of Indigenous people of their heritage. This is not unique to Australia. Native peoples around the world have suffered similar fates. Here in the U.S., Native children were removed from their families to become Americanized at government boarding schools, or as one 19th century cavalry officer said, kill the Indian in him and save the man. Ramon Vasquez is executive officer of the Tepilam Kwawiteka Nation. He also serves as executive officer of American Indians in Texas at the Spanish Colonial Missions. He says education and events like the recent Indigenous Night hosted by the San Antonio Spurs are vital to Indigenous awareness.
Some years back, there was a conference in Sydney, Australia. There was a phenomenon, a global phenomenon, they were calling it a phenomenon, that Aboriginal people were moving into metropolitan areas. And this was a concern in Sydney. What do we do? Aboriginals are moving into Sydney. And how do we address this? Well, in the work that I do with the National Urban Indian Family Coalition, they invited us to go down to Sydney to have a conversation, to be part of this conversation, and our executive director went to represent us. Ancient migratory people have always followed ancient migratory trails, and these cities were built on these trails. When you have a global movement of people, Indigenous people from different regions of the world, moving, it's time to pay attention to what's going on. They're not moving into your city You know, genetically, their memories are telling them to move because things are happening. It's not a phenomenon. It's ancient. And that's why we have, like, even in the United States, we have 78% of American Indians that live in cities. There's only but so many million Indians in the country, American Indians. And the majority of them all live in metropolitan areas. They don't live in the rural areas and the reservations, and that's happening across the world. And we need to pay attention.
But why was it a concern in Sydney?
It's like a concern for anyone. I mean, it's a concern for...
Just increased population?
Well, increased population, but then even the United States, it's concerning because how do you meet the needs, the cultural needs of the people that are moving into this area? And they go undercounted. That's why the census are so important in the United States, because our people are considered an invisible population. That means they're underground. That means they're not, are their needs being met? I mean, and we also know that people do worse in metropolitan areas if there's no places for them to connect to culturally. And so that creates a problem. And that's one of the things that we've been trying to do with San Antonio is preparing us, the city. We're not creating spaces for our people to connect. So we have to get ahead of that movement so that that population can be served just as equitable as other communities in San Antonio. So it's still happening across the world. I mean, it's driving our governments nuts to think about immigration. It's ancient people following ancient migratory trails. It's what's going on in Australia. Where are they going to go? It's all burning. It's burning now. And so when you have people like individuals like Patty Mills that continue to create consciousness about you know, climate issues, water rights and water issues, and make it relevant to where he's at. I know he'd rather be at home right now. I don't have conversations with him. I don't have his personal cell number, nothing like that. You know, but I can just feel from the man that I met and the man that I've gotten to know that he is in pain. Just no question about it.
So do you think that Indigenous Night, the game with the Spurs and this apparel line, it's going to maybe bring some awareness to those people who don't read the newspaper, who don't watch the news, who aren't really interred in the news that's happening at the Alamo? Do you think that maybe, you know, they'll buy this cool-looking T-shirt and they're all going to read the tag and they're going to say, oh, I didn't know that? And so just those little sparks of awareness are just going to keep building to where you're not so invisible anymore.
Right. So, you know, through our nonprofit, the American Indians in Texas, you know, our work has been about reversing extinction. And because prior to the 90s, most of scholars would have written off our people. A lot of the old books, you know, talk about the Guahuatecan people as being extinct. And then throughout those 30 years, you know, we've also realized that San Antonio, there's a lack of awareness of the American Indian contributions to this city and to this state. And we're not talking about just historical contributions, because that's there too, and our children don't learn about them. I think there's maybe a paragraph in some of our history books about the Guahuatecan people.
How hard fought was it to get that in there?
Yeah, you know. So, you know, and that's a shame, because our children will learn about Indians from other regions of this country or this continent, but they won't learn anything about the people that built this city, the missions that protected this city historically, and that continue to contribute. We're educated, we're doctors, we're lawyers, we're city council women, we're students, we're directors. So we're still contributing to the city. We've learned that, you know, we have to continue to bring about awareness. We have to, because nobody else is going to do it. The city is not going to promote the Aboriginal history here. The state is not going to promote the Aboriginal history of Texas. And so it's left up to us to author our own stories and to create the opportunities with partnerships, with strategic partnerships, to be able to create opportunities for education. I see this as an opportunity for people to become educated, you know, about the American Indian contributions to this city and that they still exist. We're not walking around in feathers. You know, we're just loincloths and barefooted. You know, we dress just like everybody else. And we shouldn't be held to any other standards that you wouldn't hold another ethnic group to. We're not asking for anything different than just inherited birthrights to be accepted for our history. And not to do that and to literally discount, intentionally erase people's history from books, monuments, buildings, from parks and all that is cultural genocide. And I don't think that that wants to be the legacy of San Antonio, to continue to promote cultural genocide. We're starting a new decade, and we have new opportunities. And that's the way I look at it. And the other thing, too, is other states and other cities that have Aboriginal connections and lift up their Aboriginal people, their indigenous people from their area, they do good. We need to follow in some of those footsteps.
Ramon Vasquez is executive officer of the Tepilam Coahuilteca Nation. He's also executive officer of American Indians in Texas at the Spanish Colonial Missions. We close out the show with sounds from Sunday's Indigenous Night celebration at the San Antonio Spurs game. Thanks for joining us this week on Fronteras. You can find the show under the Programs tab on our website, tpr.org, and wherever you get your podcasts. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Lauren Terrazas. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our digital content producer is Bree Kirkham. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. A boy, bum, a boy, bum, 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 b